from KQED.
44 people died when those fires broke out in Northern California this past October. And KQED has been investigating what has happened, including reviewing hundreds of hours of 911 calls and dispatch tapes in an attempt to figure out what happened in those early hours. Some of these findings are a bit disturbing. KQED's Marisa Lagos is one of the members looking into this. Good morning, Marisa.
Morning, John.
So tell us what happened that night.
So we've been going through all these calls and dispatch records to really figure that out. And what our review of these hundreds of hours of tape showed is really this picture of chaos and confusion in the early hours of the fires in both Napa and Sonoma counties.
And not just because there were fires springing up wherever, but there was actual confusion about where to direct these calls of letting people know where the emergencies are.
Yeah. So as you well know, fires don't care about county lines or other jurisdictional boundaries.
Right.
But the way our system is set up is really to have, you know, each county and each city have their own chain of command and a process for evacuation orders. One thing we found was that a lot of times 911 dispatchers weren't totally sure what to tell people. I want to play you some tape of a call that was a woman in Napa calling Napa Dispatch Center.
It's getting worse and worse and worse. We don't hear any sirens.
So, ma'am, this is actually going to be Cal Fire's jurisdiction. Let me give you their phone number. I know they are working several fires.
Are you kidding me? This is Napa. This is 911. I'm supposed to call somebody else?
No, ma'am. This is if you're reporting a fire, it's going to be Cal Fire who responds out there. But
okay, what's the number, please?
They may be working a fire in that area. I'm not aware of it.
My goodness, Marisa, you can hear the frustration, this idea that you're going to be transferred to a whole new department in the middle of a fire. What did this kind of chaotic situation lead to?
Well, one of our main findings is that on that first night, in those early hours, as these flames were sort of marching down through Sonoma County towards the city of Santa Rosa, the county of Sonoma waited a full hour after Cal Fire asked them to call people in the path of that blaze. And so that means
an hour.
So at around 10:30, Cal Fire first called Sonoma County officials to start ordering evacuations. They did send out an electronic alert to people who had opted into this system around 11. But it wasn't until 11:30 that they started actually picking up the phone with these alerts to tell people to get out of certain areas up in the hills above Santa Rosa. And so, you know, people died and homes were burned to the ground in that county. And it does seem like there was some real lag time because of some of this confusion.
Now, we need to be very clear that we can't actually link this hour-long delay to anyone dying.
No. I think what we're really looking at more is the systematic problems that exist, right?
Right.
The gaps within the county.
The idea that you pick up the phone to call 911 and they're like, hey, do you have paper and pen with you? Because we need you to call someone else.
Right. So these are big problems with our alert system, with, you know, communications. We had cell phone towers knocked out. Landlines were down. How do you talk to people? And I think that in general, you know, this raises questions about whether the state should step in and there should maybe be a broader structure with these sorts of things. And we're going to keep trying to answer those questions.
Marisa Lagos, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, John.
Marisa and a team of people have written a detailed article all about these dispatch calls during the first hours of the fire in Northern California. You can read it by going to thecaliforniareport.org.